Salmon are starting to lose their sense of smell. That could be keeping them from finding food and becoming food. Researchers in Seattle say it's yet another way that carbon dioxide emissions are messing with the world's oceans. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
No fear might be an okay slogan for a bumper sticker, but it's a terrible idea if you're a salmon. Researchers in Seattle say changing ocean chemistry is making it harder for salmon to smell danger. And for salmon, the sense of smell is pretty important.
It's incredibly important.
Okay, it's incredibly important. Researcher Chase Williams says salmon use smell to navigate, to hunt, and to avoid predators.
In normal conditions, they would avoid the scent of danger.
But conditions aren't normal anymore. In a lab, as scientists cranked up the carbon dioxide and the water turned more acidic, salmon seemed to lose their fear.
They stopped caring about a nearby predator.
Scientists have found similar effects of ocean acidification in other parts of the world. This is the first time they've found it in salmon. If the Trump administration gets its way, we wouldn't see findings like this so much. Not because the White House wants to stop the pollution. The Trump budget would eliminate funding for a scientific program called Sea Grant.
Yeah, that'd be really bad for a lot of, amazing research.
Sea Grant funds research aimed at helping coastal communities. About half the funding for Williams' work came from Sea Grant.
Well, it has these wide ramifications if you cut off funding, not just for, pointy-headed scientists doing lab work.
Fact check, Williams' head is not actually pointy. White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney says the budget puts taxpayers first. He says it does take aim at spending related to climate science.
Do we target it? Sure. Does it mean that we are anti-science? Absolutely not. We're simply trying to get things back in order.
White House budgets are just proposals. Congress will decide how Uncle Sam spends taxpayers' money. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.